The global pandemic is putting a strain on Americans' mental health. Calls to crisis lines are on the rise. Add to that a surge in gun sales, and experts say we may be at risk of a suicide epidemic. Guns in America's Heath Druzan reports.
This was the scene in tiny Montpelier, Idaho in late April. Hundreds of cars slowly driving up and down the town's main street, blaring their horns. The drivers came out to raise spirits for the community after a series of tragedies. A video of the event circulated on local Facebook pages with the hashtag Bear Lake Strong. Montpelier is in Bear Lake Valley. It's a picturesque, remote corner of the state known for its turquoise lake.
A lot of them call it the Caribbean of the Rockies just because the water's blue like you'd see in the Caribbean.
That's Chad Walker. He's Bear Lake County Coroner. He's also the local funeral home director in Montpelier, population 2,500.
Go to the grocery store and you say hi to everyone that walks in because, yeah, everyone knows each other, knows families and related very closely. So typical small town.
All of that made what happened in April particularly jarring. The reason all those cars were honking. 5 people in the valley died by suicide that month. The cause of another 2 deaths are under investigation. To put that in context, Bear Lake County had just 5 suicides total between 2015 and 2018.
It's almost like a palpable sadness and kind of a depression for everyone a little bit. But I mean, it's definitely brought the community together as well.
The youngest victim was just 15 years old. The oldest was 55. Hanging over the deaths is the coronavirus pandemic.
Some of the victims, I've heard they lost jobs and struggled financially that way. So yeah, people are definitely losing jobs and definitely it's hard on your emotional health.
Experts worry clusters like Montpelier might become more common. Americans are facing economic devastation. Many are isolated, disconnected from family and friends. A spokesman for the National Disaster Distress Helpline says calls went up between 900 and 1,000% in March and April. The crisis text line saw a 40% increase. And it's not just a change in call volume some hotlines are seeing.
Thank you for calling the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline. My name is Adam.
Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline Supervisor George Austin says caller concerns have reflected the very things affected by the pandemic.
Isolation aspects of calls are really more prominent. The conflict within families and within people living to close proximity, those have gone up quite a bit.
And there's another factor that can't be ignored. Guns. March and April saw 2 of the biggest year-over-year increases in gun sales ever. Firearms are by far the most common method of suicide in America. On top of that, gun owners skew towards groups at higher risk for suicide, older white men. And
we also have large numbers of people who have purchased firearms for the first time who might or might not have the ability to seek out appropriate training.
That's Brett Bass, a program manager at Forefront Suicide Prevention in Seattle.
And I think that that's somewhat worrying.
Bass is also a certified gun range safety officer, and he's working on an online training program to reach first-time buyers during the pandemic. He and other experts stress the importance of storing firearms locked away and separate from ammunition. And he says one of the most important things gun owners can do is look out for each other.
Within my close inner circle of friends, we've had an implicit and sometimes explicit understanding that if somebody isn't doing well, we're going to hold onto their guns until they're in a much better state of mind.
Back in Montpelier, Chad Walker said he would welcome more gun safety education. He also says suicide prevention starts at home.
If you feel like you see a sign of suicide, you definitely need to be brave and willing to speak with them or let another family member of them know.
With no end in sight to the pandemic fallout, education and communication might be more important than ever. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Druzan.